Ooh.
Technical issues. Should I go?
Yes,
yeah.
Go.
Oh, I'm Tez, I'm an addict.
Hi.
So I'm just gonna go with the start point and see what comes out, be like Betty Spaghetti. The Just for Today reading today, which is, for anyone who doesn't know, is a reading from a book that we have, an NA book, but I get it emailed to me daily, and it's just like a little nugget, a nugget of something. And sometimes it's really good, and sometimes it's not so good, but today it was pretty good. And it spoke about not learning a new way of life, but not previously not being equipped for life. And my parents did their best effort to teach me, because it spoke about teaching right from wrong as well. You know, people try and teach you right from wrong. My parents tried to teach me right from wrong. School tried to teach me right from wrong. But it did not teach me the right from wrong for me, who is an addict, queer, autistic, bipolar person, trying to function in a society that ultimately for me, these things aren't things anymore. They're actually just the way I live my life. I don't see them as disorders, or they're not bad, they're just me. But, you know, we have to also fit that into the 3D reality world, which is some people who are in high places have opinions. So you've got to try and fit around it. The reason I say this is because, you know, addiction for me was the key that unlocked all the rest of the shit. It was the bit that identified. It was like a big spot, like a big pimple that builds, and when it popped, I could see everything else all of a sudden. You know, all the extra crap that's been stored under the addiction also comes out. And NA has helped me do its promise, which is, you know, remain free from drugs and alcohol. Drugs. It's all drugs. Alcohol is a drug. All drugs. just for today. And but it's been a very generous program and done a whole lot more than that. And I've personally found it more useful than any other therapy I've ever received. It's free, it's unlimited, you know, particularly in London. I was living in Margate for a year, and I will go back there, and there's only 3 meetings a week. So, you know, ideally it feels nice to go to more than that, but when there isn't 270 plus meetings a week, you can live and survive. It does work. You just have to take other actions that are suggested to us. So, yeah, for me, it's been a pretty flexible program. One of the things that always bothered me, that I challenge the crap out of everything. I challenge everything. I always ask a question for everything. I want to know everything. I want to know why. I want to know all the secrets. I want to know what's behind all the doors. And so I pick things apart. You know, I unravel them from whatever I can find. And one of the things that always comes up in the Just for Today reading is about becoming a responsible member of society. I was like, I don't want to be a responsible member of this society. Because I don't want to be all neggy. It's sometimes it's crap, and when you do get clean, you see all the reasons that you were using, which is, some people don't want you here. Some people want to destroy you. Some people will tell you you're wrong. Some people want to make you believe you're really sick. Some people don't even understand they're doing these things, but are doing all of these things. And you have to deal with that. And that's quite a lot to deal with. but I'm still alive and here and clean. It'll be just for today. 4 years in March, at the end of March. I didn't know if it could happen. I was mad. Like, I'm still mad, but I was really fucking mad. And I just couldn't see it. And for me, like, I have high physical pain thresholds, but emotionally I'm extremely, extremely sensitive. And it didn't take a lot. It did take a lot. But, you know, I snapped at a stage where I'm not a street smart person. I was raised in middle class, completely devoid of culture. I went to home base on a Saturday. That was the most exciting thing you could do with your parents. And I got in a violent situation because I needed coke and I couldn't manipulate any more money out of any more people. So I just drove around for the dealer and let him use my phone and all sorts. And then he thought he would smack someone to the floor, take his drugs, and I was the getaway driver. And that was kind of enough. I just freaked out and did the thing, called my mum. Oh, wow. It's an anonymous program. I called my mum, and luckily I have an uncle who's an alcoholic. So she had already been through his journey with him, and she had a number. She knew she could find a number, so she called this guy. I was living in Corringham at the time, which is a lovely part of Essex. I went to a meeting, and you know, luckily the people in that meeting were very they just scooped me up and then made me go to loads of fucking meetings and then just meet a million people, and then it kind of just becomes really exciting and better than what I was doing before anyways. Like, truly, the people I've met in these rooms, I was obsessed with club culture when I was using, like Club Kids, Party Monster, all this like trashy 90s stuff that basically I was too young to experience in real life. And then I didn't do any of it when I was using. I just went to Fabric and took ketamine. 5 minutes already. Shit. Yeah. So much to say. And then I met one of the people who started the whole fucking thing in recovery, not in a club. I didn't care about anything or anyone on drugs. I just did not want to be here. And I kind of understand that now as well. I understand why I didn't want to be here. I was in a shit situation. I got bullied like fuck at school. I grew up in a very, very close-minded place. They're not gonna they don't understand standard homosexuality, let alone gender nonconformity, like anything remotely beyond the very fucking basics that you can discriminate against people on. You know, and here it's not been like that. Here has kind of like destroyed all of my expectations on what people are and what they think. And I have, say so myself, grown loads, and I still grow. And now what I'm kind of driven by is a desire to keep learning new stuff. I didn't even read books before because I just wanted to be out doing things. And reading NA literature has inspired me to do further reading in other areas of subjects that I just obliterated from my life because I believed that people didn't want me to think. Because I think a lot, and I think quite in depth, and even now it's too much for some people. But for me, actually, it's fine. And when I read books, I understand that other people are doing that level of thinking too. So I'm not wrong. It's just that a lot of people maybe do want to avoid responsibility. And I don't blame them. That's what I did for years and years and years. And there was a bit in one of the readings that said, we take responsibility for our lives. And that is hard. But it's happening, and it's much better. The other one thing I did really want to speak about this, because it's been quite a poignant point for me recently, is getting used to not being in eternal tragedy. It's quite easy to be, it's like more romantic to be in eternal tragedy. And even when your life's going well, particularly in Britain, we never say like, oh, it's, my life's fucking great. We're like, oh yeah, I'm fine. You know, no, like life is good now. My immediate daily emotions might waver and make me believe something else, but I don't have to be stuck in eternal tragedy. Even to be an artist or a philosopher, like, I don't. Once I get past that stage of being comfortable with not being a tragedy, I can probably develop to like another fucking level that I've, like, that maybe some other people haven't quite trodden on yet. It's like Age of Empires when you, has anyone played that? You used to send, so it's like a computer game, and you used to send out these little horses and they would unveil the fog on the dark map. And that's what this is like. I'm sending out my little smoke horses. You never get any saner. yeah. So yeah, just, I don't have to be an eternal tragedy. I can, I'm not going to use the word adult, but I can be responsible for my life and still have an interesting life. And it's frustrating understanding what we have here in these rooms in terms of giving us tools to take responsibility, when sometimes you look around in the outside world and lots of people don't have those tools to take responsibility, and it's really frustrating. But if we continue to use the tools and take responsibility, like NA spreads, hopefully that will spread. People will not bash into you on the tube. And have some spatial awareness. But yeah, that's a personal client. That's kind of an opinion. We're not supposed to have them, are we? No, we can have them, but we're supposed to understand that that's an opinion. I've got 10 seconds. 10 seconds left. Thank you.